Good evening, everyone. This is Captain Joe Eza with Whiskey Bayou Charters, fishing out of Delacroix, Louisiana, with your weekly Salt Strong fishing report. Start times on our trips for this week are 6:30 to 6:45 a.m. We're fishing fallen tides, tides falling from daylight until 10:45 or 11, then it's switching and becoming an incoming tide. Fish are eating better on the outgoing tide versus the incoming tide. Weather right now, we're 58, 60 at night, 73, 74, 75 of the day. Winds are south, southeast, from anywhere from 5 to 18. It was blustery and a lot windier today. It's been extremely foggy, gentlemen, from before daylight. The fog is really not burning off, and even over into 12:31, 1:30 in the afternoon, and coming through in waves, and it's been very thick. So err on the side of caution. Don't run any further than you can see in front of the boat. Make sure all of your running lights are on, your anchor lights are on. Be very attentive to your surroundings, and don't sacrifice your safety over trying to run a fish down. And I think that it looks like that trend is going to continue as long as the air temperature is warmer than the water temperature and the wind lays down at night to allow that fog to come up. As far as baits we're using, we're still on the popping cork bite. Some of the marinas local to us in Delacroix and a couple in Shell Beach, I've got some live bait in. It seems like when you've got live bait, the fish react better to it. With the warming trend we've seen in the water, water temperatures have gone, for the first time in a week and a half, 58, 60 degrees. The bite's been more aggressive. Fish are taking it better. I ran two charter trips, the 31st and the 1st of January. Two guys out of South Florida caught 49 redfish the first day and 102 the second day, so it's a lot better bite all in general. But what I did notice is, of course, the pattern where the fish are at. All the fish that we found were in great numbers were located on large grass bed edges where it terminated to a point with some type of current. Again, after the cold front, the bite's been extremely aggressive. Now, looking at the weather patterns today and the storms we've got that moved in tonight, another cold front's pushing into the next couple of days. So don't be shocked if these fish slow back down. The bite may slow back down. It may get very subtle as far as whether they take the bait. They also may push off of these grass bed edges into a little deeper water in a form of self-preservation. This is Captain Joey Zell with Whiskey Bayou Charters out of Delacroix, Louisiana. Thanks for checking out Salt Strong's Weekly Fishing Reports. We look forward to talking to you guys next week.